Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let it out. As you breathe in, receive more of God's peace. As you slowly let out your breath, just allow the anxieties, the concerns, the weights to just leave your body. As you breathe out, allow your shoulders to relax. Release the tension in your body. As you continue to breathe in, imagine God breathing his life-giving breath into your body. Just receive it as a gift. God, we ask that you would center our attention on Jesus, that you would fill us to the fullness with your Spirit, that you would help us to abide in these next few moments. In Psalm 100, the psalmist writes, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And in Hebrews 12:28, "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe." just ask God to reveal to you something that you're grateful for, something that you're thankful for, something that elicits gratitude in your heart. Whether it's a relationship or a circumstance, a possession or an experience, just ask God, would you bring to mind something that I'm thankful for? And whatever comes to mind, just hold it there. If nothing immediately jumps to mind, just think about something that you know that you're thankful for. Think about that moment when you experienced that gratitude. Just begin to allow yourself to drift back in your imagination to that moment. Think about the things that you saw. Notice the colors and the shapes, the shades. Think about the things that you heard, the sounds in the forefront and the sounds in the background. Think about the things that you felt in your body. Were you sitting or standing? Were you walking? What were you feeling with your hands? Now begin to think about that experience of gratitude that was welling up inside you, that emotional connection, that sense of thankfulness radiating from inside. And just allow yourself to re-experience it. And think about all the details, all of the circumstances that God had to orchestrate to allow you to feel that gratitude. Think about the way that he made you. The way that the chemicals work in your brain to allow you to experience that. The circumstances surrounding what happened. Just begin to point that gratitude towards God. And in your mind, in your own words, just thank him for that. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not worry about anything and let it consume you, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. Take a minute and ask God to reveal to your mind what it is about His character that makes gratitude the most logical response always. The most reasonable reaction, no matter what. What is it about His character that makes thankfulness the most sensible, natural reaction of the heart? Let your mind move from His character to His actions, the things that He's done. What has God accomplished that makes gratitude the most logical experience we should have? Now I ask the Spirit to bring to mind what it is about your relationship with God that should stir gratitude continually in your heart and mind. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Don't let worry about anything consume you, but instead, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Take a moment in your mind, just thank God for whatever stirs in you. we thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you intentionally knit us together in each of our mother's wombs. God, thank you for the lives that you've given us, the breath that is in our lungs. Thank you for giving us the ability to have our brain synapses fire in such a way that we can comprehend you. God, thank you for the senses that you've given us to take in your beauty, your creation, your goodness and life. Jesus, thank you for giving your life so that we could have life, for making us your righteousness, for clothing us in it. Thank you that we are a part of your family eternally, and that nothing can separate us from your love. Thank you for the opportunity to pray and to meditate on your scriptures. We ask that you would continue to stir gratitude in our heart and allow it to flow out, demonstrating you to those around us today. God, thank you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.